Morning. Hey, Chip. All right, Mark. Got Cincinnati this week. Very disruptive defense. They play very well collectively, and have had a good season up to this point.
What's the preparation like this week, having Adrian and Toby back on the field?
Yeah, it was good to have him back out there yesterday. Toby did more work than Adrian, but both of them contributed, and with Matt having a sore ankle, Asiata, it was, again, less than what we're used to, but we were glad to have some healthy bodies.
Both those guys, Adrian and Toby, Sunday.
Well, it remains to be seen. I don't think they had any setbacks yesterday. We'll see how they do today.
Well, how has Matt progressed through the offense through the year? I mean, in practice and so forth, has he gotten better since the beginning of this regular season?
We couldn't hear you initially about the thing.
How has Matt Castle, how has he progressed through your offense?
I think the more time he's been exposed to our system, the Viking system, he's done better. He got some time there in preseason, which was good, but still just his first year. And I think all of our players are getting more comfortable and doing a better job the more experience they get.
Are you able to get a feel for how Josh is progressing when you don't see him on the field on game day? I mean, and in what ways would you say he's better than when you guys first signed?
Well, I think he's more comfortable with everything involved. Every day he works hard with the individual drills and the quarterbacks, and then he gets to work our post-practice periods where we work our game plan on Wednesdays, and then of course he works the scout team. So I'd say he's working each and every week to improve.
There's Chase Ford, just his development. You see a guy, seems like he's kind of flashing every.
Yeah, Chase has really done well for us from the very first game where we went in there against Dallas and was part of that super fourth down run by Adrian where he literally carried Adrian into the end zone. We were just talking about that this morning. About a year ago this week, or here in December, was when Chase first joined our team on the practice squad. We needed a body for tight end to get through the practices, and sure enough, he's just worked and worked and worked, earned more playing time, and continues to impress.
What would you say his strongest skill set is right now? Is it a receiver, is it blocking, or is he?
I'd say as a receiver in the passing game. He can control his body the way he made that safety miss after he caught that ball on 3rd and 14. He has good body control. He's a natural catcher when the ball's in the air. He doesn't think twice about receiving it. He's working on his blocking. It's not for a lack of want to. It's just he needs time on task and more refined technique.
How do you grade Jeff Baca's play? All 3 snaps he had were touchdowns. Is that a fluke?
Well, the first one he screwed it up. But the plays 2 and 3, he came back and did better. We gave him a hard time because he's had one thing to do and he didn't do it right the first time. But he was in there. He's been in there before, so his percentage is pretty darn high. So we've got to keep playing to that tune.
Cordero had the option to pass there on the one. What kind of ball does he throw?
He throws it pretty well. He missed every one of them in practice last week, so we were thinking that that's going to be a good omen for game day. But he didn't get it launched. Well, just got to take a chance at times.
Even if a guy misses it every time in practice, you feel comfortable to call it in the game?
Yeah, evidently.
Josh, going back to when you guys started against the Giants, what did you guys see specifically that week? And have you not seen it since then?
No, I think we've seen a lot of good things out of Josh. I think I refer back to the entire quarterback position. All 3 guys have played and won in this league. So Matt is playing well. We know that Christian's done some good things, of course, last year, the way he played at the end of the season. And then Josh has had success in Tampa Bay. So we enjoy working with all 3. And Josh works hard, pays attention in meetings, and he's definitely still involved. No, I think everything, the entire package. He knows football and has had success, and I'm sure he's going to have success in the future. All right, thanks, guys.